American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, 8-8-2016. I think that comes out to be the 8th of August, 2016. And if that being the case, and if this is Monday, tell me it's Monday, Ron McDonald.
It is Monday. Well, at least here it's Monday.
All right. So you're not on the dark side of the moon, and you have not burnt down. I heard there's fires in Northern California.
Yes, there are, but I don't see any.
Well, do you smell any?
Actually, I do. I did see some. I had to head into Santa Rosa this morning, and I did see some smoke. So there's a fire nearby.
I was just going to say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And how far is Santa Rosa from you?
About 20 miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're feeling all safe, sane, and secure?
Actually, there's a gap in between the forest and Santa Rosa, so it's flat land, you know. Nothing real burnable. I mean, unless you really start pouring gasoline over everything.
Okay. All right. Well.
So what about you? Any fires out there?
No, we are under... we are. I actually saw a cirrus cloud this morning, or a cirrus cloud, I think it's called, not cirrus. And it wasn't a chemtrail. But we have been baking down here in Texas, temperatures over 100 degrees, and no rain here this month. So we're slowly cooking away here, but no fires.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, well.
So, a lot of murders, though, right?
murders everywhere, but not a conviction to be found. Yeah. By the way, Tex Mars, I received this information. I attempted today to confirm that Tex Mars did, in fact, have a heart attack. But I don't believe that it's anything serious. And what I've been told, I have not talked to his wife yet, and I am going to make a concerted effort to do so. The word I have, it was a small or a minor heart attack. It's one of those... Are you paying attention? Type of life interruptions. So we'll keep you posted on that. But from what I've been able to gather, that he is resting comfortably, and he is in no danger of shuffling off the mortal coil. And as we all eventually will, folks, there's one thing that's guaranteed in life, and forget death and taxes. It is your earthbound life force, demise.
Unless you get frozen.
Well, and you know, I never
cryonics.
I never quite understood that, because when you freeze something, it explodes the cells from the inside out. So what the hell would they be reviving?
I don't know. A glob of Jell-O.
That's what I was thinking. You know, a glob of something. I don't know. Maybe they could get some DNA out that they could recreate you. But if that's the case, why do you go through the entire? Cryogenics was big back in the 70s and 80s, if memory serves. And I always found that to be rather interesting, because all you had to do is read about freezing, like in vegetables and meats and stuff like that, and pretty much we're meat on 2 feet. It destroys the cells. So
yeah.
here are these people claiming that they were going to keep you frozen in perpetuity until somebody could figure out a way to juice your goose and bring you back.
Well, even they could bring you back, say, in 1,500 years, you'd be so far out of your knowledge base of what's actually happening in the world at that point, and everything, all the technology and brain boosters and life boosters, everything else. What would be the sense of living at that point?
I you know, it'd be like bringing back, you know, you're right. It'd be like bringing back Cro-Magnon.
Yes.
You know, plopping him down in a Walmart and saying, hey, what do you think of this?
You happy now? Did you get what you paid for?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, by the way, Japan just did another bail-in, bailout, bail-in, $276 billion. I think Japan's banking and their country have pretty much been in a dumpster now going on two decades. It took a takedown by the banks back in 2008 to really bring the field up, or should I say level the field down, so everybody is on par with Japan. But they're doing another, I wonder if it's, let me see, in Europe it was quantitative easing. Here in the United States, it was helicopter Ben, helicopter money, or... you know, I don't even know what Japan, if they call it anything, but they just did another bail-in, bail-out. And I'm reading Michael S. Roseff. This comes off of Lou Rockwell. And they were talking about Ellen Brown, and I want to run this by you to see what your take is on this. Says the story, Ellen Brown's a strong voice for money populism. I'm not quite familiar with the term, but she wants to replace the Fed's current powers with government, that being the Treasury, and the control over the issuance of money. She would have the Congress authorize spending, which would then be financed by the Treasury's writing of checks as payments, or the equivalent of having the Fed issue bank credits as payments. The central bank would passively cash the checks for banks who received them from customer deposits by issuing credits or bank reserves to the banks. The Fed, in essence, would be a bookkeeper that transmits the credits to banks as payments to whomever the Treasury is paying. The offsetting accounting entry on the Fed's books would be to debit a perpetual and non-redeemable and non-interest-bearing government bond. Well, then, how the hell could it be a bond if it was non-interest-bearing? This procedure is tantamount to the Treasury printing up legal tender pieces of paper and then mailing them to whomever the Congress designates as recipients. And this is tantamount to helicopter money. In such a system, the fiscal monetary distinction disappears. This is not the current legal system. And I guess old Ellen and her followers want this new system, and this new system that Hugo Chavez created in Venezuela after taking office. Whoops. This system resulted in hyperinflation in Venezuela. The legislature spent and spent and spent, and it financed the spending by issuing unlimited bank credits. Well, you know, if I remember correctly, it is the Congress's fault because they gave away the power of the Congress to control the currency through the Treasury. And I think we said that was constitutional money backed by at least silver. I don't know where the gold came from. I don't think currency in this country was ever backed by gold. But you could at one time redeem your Federal Reserve notes for the gold good stuff. But I always thought that it was backed by silver. So what do you think of old Ellen Brown?
I don't know. It sounds like another scheme that would get us into the same type of mess we're in right now. When you're capable of printing up the script not really backing them by anything, it doesn't matter if it would matter if the United States was the one printing them and issuing them, which they're supposed to be doing. But I just don't see the worth in it. Do you?
Well, and I don't as well. I mean, look, you know, Congress has fallen down or gone to sleep or shrugged their duties for a number of years on many key points. And my key has always been, the funny money people and the influence that they wield, the economies that they control, the corporations they manipulate, the governments that they basically buy and sell, and on it goes. And it's never been adequately explained to me. I've paid attention to Alan Greenspan. I've paid attention to Janet Yellen, which mysteriously has been out of the news now for more than a month. Helicopter Ben was there. And the whole host of the Fed Reserve bankers, I've never quite understood why we need this middleman to manage our economy. And when I say middleman, the people making the profit off of doing no labor whatsoever. It always fascinated me, Ron. I don't see where Congress saw it was prudent to walk away from their constitutionally mandated duty on the money issue in the Treasury to relinquish it to the fanatical moneymaker, middleman, bankster, bastard, whatever.
Well, I think the bottom line is always beware of someone who wants to issue paper apples versus actual apples to you for your labor.
Well, the virtual apples, they wouldn't spoil.
This is true. You know, this is true. Unless you have a goat, at least you have substance for the goat. But that's where we are. Is we get an abstraction called money. That's not actually money. It's just someone who's created a figure and put them on the paper, and we're supposed to use them as value. And the only things ever argued in the Supreme Court of the United States was purchasing power. But again, in that argument, and of course the person lost because in accordance with the Supreme Court, if you could purchase a refrigerator for $10 paper money and you could purchase it for $10 gold money, what's the difference? But no one argued the real issue, and that is the paper money were leaned, and you had no title, rights, and interests absolute. So you don't get anything. You own no property. But again, that goes along with the 14th Amendment citizen. They don't have any property. They're a status creation of the United States.
And for all of the machinations, manipulations, stealing, fraud, I mean, give it a name. Give it a criminal category. You would think, you know, politicians like to talk, and they like to talk a lot, and they like to talk big and do absolutely nothing. But isn't it fascinating to you that we have identified, and I've, 25 years ago, I looked at this and, you know, what's wrong with this picture? Well, we got funny money middleman people that are controlling, manipulating, stealing, doing whatever. That was pretty apparent to me when my knowledge base wasn't as broad as it is today. But it still, after a quarter of a century, comes down to the same thing, Ron. We got the funny money people manipulating. And right. These politicians, as I said, they like to talk a lot, talk big and do nothing. But this just shows you the power and the fear that this puts into our United States government assembled. And I'm not even going to qualify that statement. But it just goes to show you that throughout all of this, for the last 8 years, since they've been witness to, I mean, just an abject takedown of not only this economy, but the world's economy through absolute fraud, deception, and theft, nobody went to jail, at least here in the United States. About three or four guys just went to prison over there in the British Isles for doing the banks, J.P. Morgan and Bank of America was one of them as well, but representing those interests. But here we are, and none of these politicians, if you want to know who's really controlling and manipulating and who is the true boogeyman, just take a look at who they won't talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'll talk endlessly about politics, which I guess the stage has been set that there's not going to be any real news for the next 3 months. While the political season comes to the November 8th elections. And now we're down to both Hillary Clinton, and this is a page out of the old Soviet doctrine. When they had people that were defiant against the Soviet government, they would just simply categorize them as being mentally ill and then throw them in a gulag and kill them, slave labor them, whatever the case may be. But at that point in time, they ceased to be Soviet citizens, and they were just, Well, they were crazy, and they went to the gulags. And the last ditch attempt by any despot, when nothing else works, in other words, everything else fails, and this is a subjective thing, I would dare anybody in front of a team of psychiatrists to prove yourself not insane. Okay, so this is the last despotic thing done by Ms. Clinton, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? Well, I mean, Trump has even joined in on this, you know, and I'm not sure that it's not the proper thing to do. Is just go right back at her and say, you know, she's got a brain fry going on here. And there's been tons of stories, Ron, and oh, this bothers me because I think a lot of idiots will go to any length whatsoever to place doubt in people's minds. But, I mean, we've got anything from Hillary Clinton with holes in her tongue due to syphilis to Alzheimer's, brain freezes, brain farts. She can't control her body. I even saw one video where the headline on it is that Hillary stumbles. And no, the old lesbian broad tripped. And you could see her getting on an airplane, and you could see her physically trip, and then somebody grabs her. I mean, have you not ever tripped in your life, Ron?
No, never, never, absolutely not.
Well, I'm
I go to hell if I'm telling a lie.
Yeah, okay. Are you toasty yet?
I'm getting hot.
Okay, good, good. I mean, it's whether she's nuts, whether she is physically challenged somehow, it doesn't matter to me. The health issue, yeah, you'd like to think that the person that you're going to elect to be president is going to at least be in office for the next 4 years, at least alive. Maybe it'd be better if we elected Hillary and she was dead and just put her casket in the Oval Office and shut the government down. Well, that's one suggestion I've not heard yet. That might work. Tell Congress, hey, you senators and you congressmen, take an extended break. You know, we can do with 4 more years of non-action. And pretty much that's what you've been doing, is nothing. So really make that a career choice and do it 100% and do nothing for the next 4 years.
I would agree. You know, I heard a real cute joke from Bill Maher. It's only about 3 words, if that. If Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are on a ship that was sinking, who do you save? The country.
I was going to just say the boat. I don't know. See, if they could have plugged all the holes that were in the Titanic, you know,
yeah,
on a calm ocean. And kept it afloat for another hour or so. Maybe everybody could have been, you know, should have, could have, would have.
I'm going to make you angry at me. I'm going to ask you, how's the finances?
I'm glad you didn't ask that question. Oh, you did, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Steve in Philadelphia. And I don't... he sent me a picture of Republic Services. And what it is, it's a state-of-the-art garbage truck. But it's really clean, and it says Republic Services on the side. I'm sure that, you know, I think, Mike, don't we have an ad running something to the effect of if you do this, it's a bowel movement for the network? Yeah, who the hell is that anyhow? What?
Holy tea.
Holy tea? Okay. At any rate, donation $250, and that was very badly needed, Steve. Thank you. I was paying some bills this morning, and I got some outstanding balances. I've got one bill, and if I could just catch this damn thing up, I think we might be okay, and it totals $4,500. You know, you could write me a check for that, and I wouldn't negotiate it. I'd just show it to the bank, say, see, I got money.
Well, you're going to have to give out the phone number.
Well, that takes a little explaining as to why they can't call them. Oh, we'll just explain it after the break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Vonage is supposed to be capturing numbers and porting them and switching them over, and I have never seen such a screwed up company in all my life. Well, let me take that back. Impact Telecom is just as screwed up, but they got more money. And when I realized that the phone calls were getting out of shape, they were offering a new service, and it was called Voice over IP. Well, they offered me a new contract, and it was less than half of the old billing, so I thought, you know, what the heck? So I signed up. And after I signed up, I realized what the hell they were doing. They just simply took our old phone system and replaced it with a VoIP system, and they're still charging me for long distance, three cents a minute. So our bill went from about $1,800-$1,900 a month, depending. It was supposed to be $850 max. Now it crept up to $1,100. And well, I put in a service record request through that company over a week ago, and lo and behold, I've got nothing back. But Vonage, they keep not talking to each other, and we keep having numbers that pop up saying, well, you're trying to port these over, and I don't even recognize the damn numbers. So I had to get this customer service report that I'm still waiting for. Hopefully it'll be here tomorrow. And to give this to Vonage and then stick it someplace where they can work with it. At any rate, that company on the old contracts, we got about $9,000 outstanding and about $5,500 with Time Warner. Now, Time Warner, I was able to do something about. They renegotiated our streaming for the network, and they knocked $305 off of it. So that is a good thing. Now, what's even better is once Vonage, with its unlimited toll-free, that's only going to cost us $300 a month, yippee us. So that will be good. But the problem is the outstandings. And that's going to, man. So basically it's about $15,000 in arrears just with those two bills. Now, I can keep limping along, but I've got to retire at least. I've got to retire the debt on the Time Warner bill. So, you know, that's about $5,000. So is that an answer to your question?
Yeah, it is an answer. Wow.
Now, in order to call into the network, and here's the problem we're having now. Man, the explanation, to explain it, somebody that's competent to look at this, it would take less time to look at it logically and then solve it than it would be to explain it. But here it is in a nutshell. The phones, every number that you call, whether it's the office number 800-724-2719 or 800-313-9443, which, by the way, is the call-in number. I'll repeat it for you people who want to call in, 800-313-9443. The main number that everything is supposed to be hooked to at the network, this is all going to our Gettner, okay? Which, for some strange reason, we only have four lines that are operating on that now, Mikey? Four lines, yeah. Okay. So at any rate, we're still functionable, but it's taking a long time to get a company that doesn't want to give me my customer service report because they know what that indicates versus a company that doesn't really know what it's doing from one IT department to the other. So we're going to have to get real specific and chisel this information, I guess, in an old stone tablet and have a runner run it over to them, because evidently emails in the 21st century form of contacting somebody doesn't quite work the way expected. So, folks, we need donations. We need donations. My new sales guy for advertising in the network, this guy has crapped out and cost me more money than what he has produced. So we're kind of back to square one. I have Lori, if you're out there listening today, Lori. She's working on the store website. It's actually going to have our banner at the top of it. And as soon as she gets something working, a template, she's going to send it over to me, and we're going to work on it. And we'll open up the store. The online store that we have up there now is kind of a joke. So we're working on that to put a store up and hopefully offer products that people would enjoy at a good price, good quality products. And, of course, any profit from that goes to Republic Broadcasting Network. So having said that, you can still call the 800-724-2719 number and make a donation or go up to PayPal, folks. I'm talking to you today. Yeah, you. Nah, don't look at your computer again. Don't look at your phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. Go up to the webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button at the top. Make a nice PayPal donation for us today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com.
or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad.
Who is that? What? Lee Michaels? All right. Monday's like Tuesday, if that's the case. We can move Ron Moonday to Toonday. Well, I got a second here, and the following contributions doesn't have anything to do with the amount that I said is needed, about 4,500. Yeah, rounded up $5,000. Steve in Philly, $250. Thank you. John in Mound City, Missouri. What the heck? $200. Thank you. Ted and Karen in Lancaster, Massachusetts. We got patriots in Massachusetts. I'm so glad to hear that. $200. Deborah in Bowling Green, Ohio. Real familiar with where Bowling Green is, $25. Thank you. And he writes this as W, and I'm going to assume this is William from Waco, Texas. $50. Thank you. Bill from Reserve, New Mexico, $20. And Cheryl from Buffalo, New York, $50. Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Cheryl. Wonder if the water still tastes like it did when I was a kid and went to Buffalo. Sulfur water. In any rate, Tom in Philly. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm calling about this phone issue you have. And you said you were moving to Vonage, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and they got the PIC codes and all that, and your current provider is not holding back on your number transfers?
Well, there seems to be a little confusion because the customer service record that only takes 3 to 5 days, I've been waiting 7 for, called them today to speed that little process. They're saying that none of the numbers that they have are matching the numbers that Impact Telecom has, so therefore we can't port them. And they're
Impact's playing games.
Well, and they very well might be, for sure, because, you know, what kind of game playing is this when you advertise that you've got voice over IP service that you're operating? They get rid of your old PBX, hook you up via the computer, so it is voice over IP, but turn around and do the billing in a standard way instead of unlimited calls. And
all right, well, I've done hundreds of these transfers.
Yeah.
If you want me to get involved, I'll try to help you.
Well, let me wait for the customer service record, and I'll turn that over to Vonage and see if they can make heads or tails of that, because they kept stating that they didn't have a correct billing number. And, you know, I was kind of thrown aback, Tom, because when they said voice over IP, and, well, your bill's going to be about $800, $850 a month, we had about 8 or 9 numbers that were all through AT&T, and they were charging us $50 a month just for those numbers alone. So you figure, what's that, $400 right there. And then I figured out what they were finally doing, and, yeah, it's voice over IP system, but we're charging you 3 cents a minute for your long distance inbound and outbound. You know, is there such a thing as truth in advertising, or is that just a technical issue?
No, they're just ripping you off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of them out there. Vonage doesn't charge you for minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's VoIP. It's over the Internet. It's free.
Well, no, it's
bandwidth.
No, actually, the phones are hooked up through the computer to Impact, and, well, there is no free long distance. It's 3 cents.
Yeah, well, in Vonage, you'll get a little box, okay, and you just have to put it up there on a rack somewhere. You plug them all in, then you just unplug the Impact box and plug the lines coming out of the Vonage boxes into the ports for each numbered line, and then they'll just replace it. And then you just hook it into the router, and you're done.
Okay, this is the first of this. Gosh. Let me do this, Tom. Let me wait another day here to see if my customer service record actually comes over. I'll give that to Vonage, because you just threw a new wrinkle in here as to a box. And
well, you're going to get a little box. It looks like, you know, the router that's up there on top of the rack
that
I put up there?
Yes.
It's about that size. Just a little box, a little tiny thing. You know,
well,
it's going to need power, and it's going to need Internet, and it's going to have a phone line.
Okay, but that's not what they have told us, that through our existing computers and through the IPs, that's the only thing that they need.
Well, Tom. Yes, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. If you can't fix it, call me. I'll help you out with it. Okay, now, another thing.
Yeah.
I've got to give you $300 out. If somebody wants to have a match up to that, I'll donate another $300 for you.
Ooh.
Okay, so see what we can rack up this on the show here. Let's get somebody to throw another $300 in. I'll throw $300 in.
That will get us, that's not quite one-fifth of the way there, but it's a pretty good start, and I appreciate that very much, Tom.
Okay, pal.
Thank you,
sir.
All right.
All right, see you there.
See
you. Call me if you need me.
Okay.
Bye.
He's already texted me today, and he said, look, he said, I can do this remotely. I guess you and Tom have to talk, Mike, because he wants to do updates on our computers and stuff, and he can do that remotely. Would you like to call Tom? Okay, since you're not doing anything, you're just sitting there with your arms folded looking at me. All right. But let me go to Charles and St. Pete hung up. How long was he there? 5 minutes? Well, must have been really hot. Maybe he got raided. Maybe he's dead by now. All right. 800-313-9443. I never could understand why people call into a radio program, and many of them, you'll sit there on hold for 15 minutes, a half hour. I've called into shows before, and it became a personal challenge for me, Ron. When I was on hold, like phoning in on Breitbart's Sunday evening program, they put me on hold for an hour and a half.
You know, the only thing I can think of is Tom probably addressed the subject that Charlie was going to address.
I don't see how, unless he's a clairvoyant. Yeah. At any rate, folks, if you would be so kind, go up to the republicbroadcasting.org donate button. That's, you know, that red bar across the top right up there under our banner, our header there, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. On the right side, that's a little donate button. And when you click on that, that will take you to the page. And if you would like to send us a donation by mail, you notice when we receive donations by mail, I only offer your first name and the city you're from just to acknowledge that we received it. So at any rate, if you would like to mail a donation, you can send that to Republic Broadcasting Network. Simply address it RBN. But the following line is kind of important, and that's the actual physical address, 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you don't put the suite number in there, sometimes the sorters across the street, our post office is actually, with a good Texas tailwind, is within spitting distance of the network. And they'll catch this because they know who we are, but some of them don't. So always put the suite number, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite 302, if you would be so kind as to mail us in a donation. You see, folks, you know, we don't do $500,000 pledge drives because I want to build a set for myself and look real fancy. I don't do that. You know, we keep it very mean and very clean, and we operate very close to the vest. And if I had not have done that and started that little program a couple of years ago, suffice to say we wouldn't be here today. So at any rate, did that answer your question, Ron?
I think it did. I think it did. So you're still in need of money and funding.
Yeah.
So yeah, you pretty much said that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, what impresses me is the people that called in. Did that group of people that donated call in during the commercial?
No. This is from the mail I picked up from the mailbox today.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
all right.
I opened it earlier, and I did my little outstanding bill thing, and yeah.
Well, so, you know, that's even more effort when you go and mail in a donation than just do it over the phone. So my hat's off to those people. I'm not wearing a hat, though.
Jim Willie, you know who he is, don't you, Ron?
Jim Willie. Offhand, no.
Okay, well, he's hiding down in, I think, Panama it is. At any rate, he came out just recently, and he said China and the Bank of International Settlements is negotiating a deal to settle global contracts at gold for $5,000 an ounce.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? Okay. Well, we saw silver get up to the $20 mark, and it's been floating in and around there. Gold, $13.50, floating there, really not making any moves. World's economy is still in the dumpster, and that's a polite way of saying outhouse, very stinky outhouse. But I'm wondering, this settle global contracts in gold, I'm wondering if this just isn't a little sleight of hand trick. I don't know. Because if gold goes to $5,000 an ounce, people are going to be trying to grab that at breakneck speed because, like I said, it's around floating around $13.50 the last time that I checked. And, of course, silver, like I said, $20 an ounce. If it were separated from the manipulation and the liars and the deceivers, gold should be sitting at $3,000-$4,000 an ounce right now. Silver, $50-$60 bucks an ounce. They've been desperately trying to hold that down. And on contracts outstanding, I even lost track of how popped inside out they are. You know, contracts on silver at one time, I heard it was 200 to 1 for every viable, and we've got the silver sitting in the vault for you. There was 199 people that were promised there's silver in the vault, but there ain't no silver for them. So they're popped inside and upside down, inside and out, with their gold and silver contracts. And one of these days, very soon, this will come home to roost, but we'll see what happens.
Well, can you explain that to me? I think I'm missing something on that. They're going to settle their outstanding contracts at $5,000 an ounce?
That's what I'm hearing.
How does that benefit China?
I don't have a clue. You know,
who is Jim Welly?
Jim Welly is a researcher, economist.
Okay.
And he's been hiding out in Panama for a long time. A very secretive guy. I interviewed him one time. My doctor friend and his wife suggested, you know, they always, the Golden Jackass is the name of his program, and they always suggested, you know, his information is always on par, and they suggested I interview him on air. Well, prior to the interview, I was told what to talk about, how to talk about it, and I go, wait, whoa. You know, if that's the case, why don't I just take one of your programs and just run it in my program? That's not how this works. You know, you don't give me a list of what you're going to talk about with me not having the ability to question you. And that was the first and last time that I ever interviewed Jim Welly. Some of you might have remembered it, some of you not.
Yeah, well, that's a personal promotion, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he's very paranoid. Let me put it to you that way. So I don't know, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, he certainly intrigued me with that statement.
Well, I mean, so would I. I'd like to know. You know, so I don't know. I don't have 2 hours to sit down and listen to his entire broadcast. And this is kind of the tease. He'll put something out, somebody will post it. Boom, you go to it. Okay, let me see what Jim Welly says. Well, he says it, but you have to listen to it. And I, for one, don't have the time. You know, I could start a program and listen to it, but I don't have the time or the ability to sit there and listen word for word. So how long is it going to take me to extract the information that I need to?
Yeah.
Mr. T says he's in Costa Rica. Okay. Okay, he's hiding out in Costa Rica. Last I heard, it was Panama, at any rate. Our friends here are promising, Ron, that there's going to be a batch of emails here that is going to toast Hillary. Mm. Now, this criminal is being protected by many different fronts. Large agencies, NSA, CIA, FBI, they're protecting this wench because, well, that's what they're told to do. Now, who's telling them? That's the question. But according to Martin Walsh, breaking news here, Julian Assange just delivered the next batch of emails and she's toast. There's never been a time in U.S. history where our leadership has failed us this badly. Over the last years, Obama, with the help of Hillary Clinton, has done everything in its power to destroy what makes this country great. By the way, did you see his daughter twerking? Obama? Oh, it's on the website.
Okay.
And the strange thing about this is she went to the what do they call that, Mike? The Lollapalooza? Yeah.
Yeah, the concert?
Yeah, and that was the exact same day that Hillary Clinton was accepting the Democratic National Convention's yeah, I'll be your gal. And evidently they didn't figure it was important enough to show up for that. So there's the daughter twerking. Wonderful. You know, just the kind of morals and ethics and decency code we want to impart our children. There's her G-string bare brown butt. And thank you very much. I don't need to see it. You know, people are wondering why people want to change. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Seriously? I mean, how much longer can you stew in this Orwellian I don't even quite know how to explain it, Ron, or put it into a category that people can go, oh, okay. But it's like Caligula's Rome. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, it's my interest is how so many people can look at Hillary Clinton and see an angel walking on water. You know, I don't get it. After even some guy, a scientist that was over here, is now hung because he was accused of being a spy and mm-hmm. giving away secrets. That's because I can't say directly. Because he was mentioned in her emails, but certainly you got that out there.
Well, are we in Caligula's Rome right now? Well, some people believe that there is not a conspiracy. It's just a potpourri of vested interest to bring down the United States. There's no real end. I disagree with that. At any rate. 800-313-9443. If you're out there and breathing, let us hear from you. That's a way to check to see if our phones are still working as well.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Let's see what Julian Assange is up to. He's the editor-in-chief for WikiLeaks. Not only guaranteed that he had enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton in jail, they say he released our PDF file that we have our hands on, and that story is available again at republicbroadcasting.org. And the file from Congress reveals that there are strong ties between Hillary Clinton and high members of the Islamic cleric in Turkey. Now, remember about a month ago when I saw thousands of people in Turkey try to pull off a coup against their leader? I have a problem with this guy's name, Erdogan, or whatever the hell his name is. What is it? Ergian? Whatever. WikiLeaks has proven Hillary Clinton is one of the chief architects behind that. And sources speaking anonymously have indicated that the connection between Clinton and the acolytes of the Imam, Mr. Gulen, will end the relationship between the U.S. and Turkey, a key NATO ally, if Hillary Clinton wins the White House. By the way, France has came out and said that, look, we're not down with these sanctions with Russia. And we're urging that the sanctions be stopped. So, you know, are we going to have a world war with Hillary Clinton being in office? Well, I can guarantee you there'll be some really screwed up policy decisions, just as she's made in the past being Secretary of State. And I'm not even talking about the stealing that's been going on and all the money being funneled. Now, there is some speculation here, and I've heard the numbers flipped two different ways, that this company that somehow Uranium One, well, there was a contract that 20% of the uranium out there in, I think, Nevada is going to go to Russia, and that was brokered through a Canadian company. And then I read that, well, it's an 80% contract, 80% of the uranium through Uranium One company, that 80% of that stuff's going to go to Russia. Whether it's 20% or 80% or 100%, is this a good foreign policy set forth by Hillary Clinton? I don't give a damn if she's a lesbian. I don't care if she's got holes in her tongue. I don't care if she gets dizzy. I don't care if she wags her head and laughs insanely. I don't care. You know, who is this woman and why the hell does she need to be president? Why are the intelligence agencies that have been compromised up to their eyeballs? Gee, I think I just answered my own question. You know, why is the head of the FBI still walking around free? And that's not a tongue-in-cheek joke, Louis Free being the... No, never mind. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
Howdy.
Hi.
You guys hear that the Pentagon announced today that it cannot account for $6.5 trillion?
Well, are you shocked? Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Where did you get that information from?
Well, I heard it on Rivero, so I looked it up.
Okay.
And then there's a couple websites of medias out there that I've never heard of, but
$6.5 trillion. Well, I know when she was Secretary of State, there was $6 billion that couldn't be accounted for. $6.5 trillion dollars. That would fund a lot of black ops, make a lot of different payoffs to people.
Yes.
Who knows, Joel? This part of this money might have been skimmed and put right into the Clinton Foundation. For all we know,
we don't know nothing. But not to be an alarmist. But the last time, if you put on your thinking cap, that the Pentagon announced that it couldn't account for $3.3 or $3.6 trillion was on September 10th, 2001.
And the following day, we had September 11th, 2001. And
very good.
Joel, hang on a second. I got to take top of the hour break. 800-313-9443 is the join-in number. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.